This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
And Planned Parenthood. I love Planned Parenthood. They do a lot of services beyond just abortion. Abortion is what they're known for.
Yeah, I've had STD testing going on there.
I've had that as well. Yeah. They're who I go to for my trans hormones, which obviously the same people who are anti-abortion are also not fans of that. So that doesn't do anything to endear them to Planned Parenthood, but they do quite a bit more. They offer free condoms, free birth control, and all manner of things. It's a sexual and reproductive health clinic.
Right. It's almost like they're trying to help people plan their parenthood.
You think.
And avoid STDs and, you know, all kinds of other good things. Like, I've never had a bad experience with those people.
Absolutely not. They are the friendliest health workers I've ever met. I ran out of estradiol this past week because normally I can call and or I can just go there and, you know, but this time I was like, I'm just going to call and schedule an appointment like normal. I just happened to be out at the time. It wasn't a big deal. I just take a sub. I was like, they'll get me in tomorrow, be in and out. It'll take 10 minutes. Hmm. But they actually were booked until the 26th. It didn't matter.
Okay.
They went ahead and sent them to the pharmacy for me. The whole encounter took like 5 minutes tops.
On the phone?
Yeah.
On the phone. That's nice.
So you didn't even have to go in?
No. I'll have to go in on the 26th.
I see.
But, I mean, for something like that, I mean, it's not a controlled substance or anything like that. But, yeah, I got the refill. And it's just amazing to encounter that versus my general experience with doctors, which is an extreme unwillingness to write these in the first place, even if I can prove I've been on them for a while, which I can, or they just want to prescribe me painkillers, which is less of an issue here in New Hampshire, but a significant issue in the South.
What on earth would they even prescribe you painkillers for, though?
Well, at the time, I wanted the painkillers, so...
Oh. Well,
I mean, there was literally a doctor who would sit down and ask you what you wanted and then write you those. You don't get those at the Planned Parenthood clinics. My experience with them has always been that they treat me as a human being and they're actually concerned about my health and well-being. Hmm. They have pamphlets about domestic abuse pointing out that it occurs not just against men, against women, but also against men.
Yeah. Oh, good for them.
So it's a really... The first time I ever encountered a 9/11 conspiracy theory, in fact, was at a Planned Parenthood.
Really?
They had like a 117-page booklet out there about various interesting facets of September 11th that I just sat down and started reading it.
Wow.
They also had one that went over the history of Israel and Palestine and all of that. It was very counter official narrative type stuff that I found there. And this was in the Deep South, right?
So
this is a pleasant experience. That was Little Rock, Arkansas, actually.
Yeah, I didn't have any experience with them until I moved here. And here they've got a nice convenient location downtown. And
they do.
Like you said, normally when you go in there, for me it's always been STD related.
Right.
Just getting tests done and that kind of thing. And they are super friendly. I mean, they're obviously afraid of crazy protesters, so, like, you got to buzz yourself to get in. That's not because they're not friendly, but it's because of, you know, the people who are against the place.
I guess they buzz me in as I'm on my way because I've never had to buzz myself in. But when they see me, it's pretty obvious I'm not a protester.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, I've always had a good experience. And then, like, when you go to pay... They obviously have some tie-ins with the government. They do get some government funding for things from the state level as well. Because I remember one time they told me about some sort of New Hampshire program that covers this or that. And they basically, one of the ways they do payment for those that aren't like covered by whatever program is you can kind of pay based on your income, essentially. Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm fine with that. That's no big deal.
Yeah,
I don't mind giving money to an organization providing a valuable service. And but at the same time, I do understand why some people are against Planned Parenthood, because they are getting money from the state. And if you are against abortion or against, you know, trans people or whatever it is you might be against, then it makes sense that you would be against the state giving money to this particular organization. So those people aren't wrong when
no,
they oppose the state giving them money.
I'm not a fan of the government, you know, using my tax dollars to pay for bombs.
Exactly.
So I understand why they're, you know, upset about their tax dollars being used for various purposes.
So you've got news about this.
I do indeed. So they said today that they, Planned Parenthood is going to withdraw from the federal family planning program that provides birth control and other health services to poor women rather than comply with a new Trump administration rule that forbids referrals to doctors who can perform abortions.
Excellent. That's the right choice to make.
It is a beautiful choice, and I'm super thrilled. I expect donations to Planned Parenthood
they
to
increase
as a result of this.
Right, because, you know, now you're not underneath the federal government's thumb anymore.
Yep.
If you're not taking their money, you're not as beholden to whatever strings that are attached to those money. This is the same reason why the state of New Hampshire won't take money from the federal government and therefore have to implement a seatbelt law. That's
right.
Why New Hampshire is the only state of all the 50 states that doesn't have an adult seatbelt law. Because they refuse the money from the federal government because it comes with those strings. Now, if only they did it more often, then we'd be even more free as a result of that. But this is the right direction to go in, and they should promote this to their, you know, to their flock, to their existing donors, and say, hey, look, we're not taking this federal money now, so we do still need the money to provide the free, 'cause I'm sure they want to continue providing the free contraception.
I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So somebody's got to pay for it.
Yep. And what we learned in 2016 during the election when, Pence came out against Planned Parenthood, lots of people donated money to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name, but they did increase their donations as a result of, we're going to pull funding from Planned Parenthood. Oh, well, that's okay.
No
because,
biggie.
Yeah. I would rather pay for the service voluntarily, which is interesting. I mean, you mentioned the whole payment thing. They have never accepted money from me.
Mm-hmm.
I've attempted to pay them repeatedly, but like, we'll just send you a bill. And of course, because the mail carriers here like to screw with me, I've never received any such bill. I don't receive most of the mail I'm supposed to get.
That's weird.
It's very weird. If it's important, the mail carrier is not going to deliver it to me.
Here?
Yes.
I've never had that problem.
If it's an ad for Market Basket, they'll deliver it. Mm. But if it's, you know, a bill, a debit card, a bank statement, whatever, it's getting returned to sender every single time.
Comes through, though.
Have you talked to the postal carrier manager?
I've talked to one of them.
Postmaster General?
I went to the post office and spoke with them. I was like, look. They were like, oh, well, you got to have your name on the little piece of paper in the mailbox. I was like, it's there.
Yeah. Okay.
I've already done that. Just deliver.
Are you talking about Aria Demezzo or your other name?
Both names are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because some mail comes for Aria Demezzo and some comes for the other name. So both names are on there.
Uh-huh.
I covered that base immediately. I was like, just stop paying attention to the freaking names.
Yeah.
Just deliver whatever mail is supposed to be sent to this stupid address. What is complicated about this, right? It has improved.
Okay.
Only one of the four debit cards that I was supposed to receive this month was returned to sender. Three of them actually arrived, so that's
progress.
Yes, it is progress.
Do you think somebody at the post office doesn't like you?
That would be my guess.
Something personal? Is this happening? Because you guys both live in the same house. Is it happening to you as well, Michael?
I hardly ever get mail there anyway, but everything I have had sent there has come through.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Screw them. I have, for the most part, found ways around them. Bills just get emailed to me now, for the most part. It does become problematic when I need, like, a debit card or something, because there's really no other way to receive that. The UPS and FedEx aren't going to deliver something so inconsequential.
Right. So do you think that with this news about Planned Parenthood, that are people going to keep protesting them now?
That's a good question.
Does the fact that they exist, is that what they're going to protest? Because abortion bad?
The only time I ever saw a protest at a Planned Parenthood was in Little Rock, Arkansas, though.
I've seen one here.
Really?
It's only one woman. Stands out there all alone.
Is that really a protest?
Sure.
Sure it is.
There's more about this news because it's $60 million that Planned Parenthood has said no to.
Nice.
And that's an awesome thing. 855-450-3733. Tell us what you think about Planned Parenthood.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. live, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
So Planned Parenthood evidently receives about $60 million annually through the federal program known as Title X, or Title 10. It's unclear. I assume X. The funds have enabled the group to provide more than 1.5 million low-income women each year with services like birth control and pregnancy tests, as well as screenings for sexually transmitted diseases and breast and cervical cancer. In some rural communities, Planned Parenthood is the only provider of such services. I don't know what rural communities they're referring to. Being from a pretty rural place in Mississippi, there was one actually run by the county. I don't remember now what it was called, but it performed exactly those services. That was actually where my wife at the time went to get her birth control and her screenings for breast and cervical cancer. But evidently, in states like Utah, where Planned Parenthood is the only organization receiving Title X funds, and Minnesota, where Planned Parenthood serves 90% of the Title X patients, those seeking care may face long waits for appointments, Planned Parenthood said, while other patients may delay care or go without. That's unfortunate. So if there was ever a time for the people who support Planned Parenthood to step up and begin making donations, it seems like now would be that time.
Yeah, now if you actually support Planned Parenthood, now's the time to open the wallet. If you don't, then
The bad news is, at least according to Wikipedia's article about Planned Parenthood, it says here their combined annual revenue is $1.3 billion U.S.
Wow.
And that includes approximately $530 million in government funding, such as Medicaid reimbursements. So the $60 million that we're talking about here is a drop in the bucket
right.
of their entire budget, but also a small fraction, a fraction of their governmental disbursements.
Well, the thing about government money is that when they give it to you, it's with strings attached.
That's
you
right.
have to use it for certain purposes.
Yeah, and the strings being attached here was that people who received the Title X money could not receive abortion referrals and things like that. So if you went to your regular gynecologist or whoever does these OBGYN, whatever, and they're like, hey, you're not going to be able to have this baby because of reason why, you need to go have it aborted or you're going to die or the baby's going to die or whatever, here's a referral to Planned Parenthood. That would have been a violation of the new regulations by the Trump administration.
And that was the new. What were they doing with this money before?
Providing birth control and things like and pregnancy tests.
Okay.
And screenings for STIs and breast and cervical cancer.
Okay, so just the usual stuff.
It probably doesn't matter to them when they receive $60 million. They probably don't earmark out, okay, well, this $60 million can only be spent on these services or whatever. They just spend the money as they would need it, I would imagine. I don't know. I've never run a billion-dollar organization. Especially when they get protested so frequently.
Yeah, and it's not clear what, at least through my brief research here, it's not clear what percentage of the 500+ million that they're receiving from various government programs is going to, say, Medicaid payments or whatever. But, most people aren't going to go out and protest a doctor's office for taking Medicaid payments.
That's true.
Right?
So, it's the abortion service that people are protesting.
It's abortion. That's right. What it is.
I've had the pleasure of dealing with some abortion protesters while escorting someone to have an abortion at the Planned Parenthood in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a fun experience. It was so tense. It was like 7:30 in the morning.
How many protesters were there?
Five, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Catholic church literally right across the street, and they were all there as part of that church.
Okay.
They were shouting their random nonsense about how the girls were going to regret it and all of that, holding their signs. And it was so tense and anxious. Everyone was uncomfortable until I turned around and shouted something to them about their God not existing, so it didn't matter what he thought. And even though I was standing there, because I'm a really calm person, but when I've got people standing there shouting at me, it's just a matter of time before I shout back.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And standing there with this group of people who were all Christians, right, and who all...
Wait, Catholics or Christians?
Christian.
Okay.
They were Catholic. I mean, this was Arkansas. Okay. They were almost certainly some sort of Christian. I'm talking about the girls who were waiting for the building to open so they could go in to get their services, right?
Oh, you're saying those girls were the Christians?
Yes.
But it was the Catholics who were out front protesting?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So standing there with this group of Christians, essentially just shouting that there wasn't a God, they all began laughing. The girls waiting on, you know, their services.
Like an uncomfortable kind of laughter?
No, it was a happy kind of laughter because shouting something back at these people broke their power. All of that oppressive tension that they had been creating. And suddenly, everybody just started sparking up their own conversations. It was no longer awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, that's good.
So they were doing nothing to help the situation by standing out there shouting anyway, right?
Right.
They did go away shortly after that, once they realized that we were just ignoring them and not being berated by their random screeching.
Well, they want to make people feel like they're being looked down upon. They want to shame.
Yeah.
They want to change behavior through societal pressure.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. The pressure isn't there unless we allow it to be there. There are ways of breaking that pressure, like shouting back. Mm-hmm. I suppose counter-protesting is essentially what I did.
Mm.
So maybe counter-protesting is a valid approach.
Yeah, sounds like it worked for you.
Yeah. Well, it worked for them. I was just there. But the group's decision, that would be Planned Parenthood, to stop accepting this money is being cheered by anti-abortion groups.
Good.
That have long sought to deprive Planned Parenthood of federal support. It's a long-awaited victory that will energize the pro-life grassroots, said, I don't know, some the president of the March for Life, whatever that is. I assume it's some pro-life group.
Yeah, it's an anti-abortion group.
Wait a minute. I mean, that's a twist to call it a victory.
Yeah, it's like 9% of their federal funding.
Well, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is these groups, these anti-abortion groups, they weren't the ones that made this happen. It was the decision of Planned Parenthood who said, we don't want to deal with this government crap anymore to accept this money, so we're just going to say no to it. So it's not like the anti-abortionists should be cheering what they've done because they didn't make that decision, and it wasn't they who were an influence in making that decision.
I don't know.
They're saying we have a victory here, even though they didn't do anything to achieve a victory.
But the
victory at best. Go ahead, sorry.
The pro-life people would be the reason that those strings were attached to the Planned Parenthood funding, would they not?
Yeah, it could be.
And it was those strings being attached that caused Planned Parenthood to say, okay, so maybe, I don't believe that was their plan, but maybe it was just a matter of, okay, we'll attach so many strings to this that eventually they just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I'm fine with it not being funded by the federal government. Even though I use Planned Parenthood, I'm fine paying out of pocket. They don't let me, but I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with them subsisting solely off of private donations. I don't see why that's such a...
It works for me.
Yeah, if you like the service, pay for it. Right. Don't put a gun to your neighbor's head and have them pay for it. I wish Planned Parenthood agreed with that ideologically.
No,
they don't. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Let us know what you think about Planned Parenthood finally telling the federal government, no, we don't want your dirty money.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein. found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, the Dow gaining almost 250 points. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway telling Fox News, President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Ian,
and Michael.
And Ian, you just brought in an interesting story about everyone's most hated billionaire pedophile-ish kind of guy. I don't know what the term is. I'm told he's not technically a pedophile.
A pedophile's somebody who is physically or attracted to children. Prepubescent children.
Okay.
Most of the evidence about this guy was that he was attracted to teenagers, although apparently recently there was something came out about some 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but that is unsubstantiated. It does seem that he averaged on the 16 to 17-year-old side of things.
I heard as low as 14 in many, many cases in Florida, but whatever. Regardless, that's not pedophilia. Doesn't make him a good guy. It doesn't mean that he was a nice guy or anything like that.
And in addition to that, if allegations against him are correct, he was also an actual rapist who actually committed rape. And I'm not talking statutory rape here. I'm talking actual rape.
That's the allegation by one, I think, young woman who said that she had gone there multiple times to his house and performed massages on him, and that eventually that he asked her to go further, and she attempted to refuse and was then held down and raped against her will. That was the claim.
Traumatic.
But then again, you know, when you deal with these claims, there's very rarely any actual evidence.
Right.
Unless there could be? Well, there could be. If you get raped and then there's evidence left inside of you, you then go to the hospital and they can take that evidence. Right.
But that's true.
If you don't do something right away, then the evidence
is gone.
Goes away.
Yeah.
Over time.
And recently, he died.
Allegedly.
Well, that's right.
The conspiracy people are already cooking up plots that he's been ferreted out to his own island and all kinds of stuff.
See, I went for the least conspiratorial take on it that I could, which is, okay, he's dead. Maybe he committed suicide. Maybe he was murdered. At any rate, he's dead. But even that is in dispute.
Well, given the fact that he apparently signed his will 2 days before he was found dead, this is one of the stories that's come out recently. I mean, that definitely points to him intending to kill himself.
Yeah, that's some evidence right there.
But, of course, the conspiracy people will say that it's all part of the plot.
I guess so. Evidently, just 2 days before he killed himself, allegedly, in his Manhattan jail cell, leaving behind nearly $600 million, he signed his will. The court document filed in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the convicted sex molester... That's a very weird phrasing.
That's the UK, right? Where's the source on this?
This is from the New York Post.
Oh, New York Post, okay.
It's from the article you just sent me. He owned two islands, including one that locals dubbed Pedophile Island. So this was not exactly... It was an elephant in the room that nobody was addressing.
Yeah, from what I understand, pretty much everybody in the Virgin Islands knew this was going on.
And so did all of the people at the apartment in Florida and the one in Manhattan. I mean, you can't hide something like this. If you're regularly flying out 14-year-old girls to your private island to have sex with them, people are going to notice.
Yeah, and they're not going to do anything about it because he's got money.
Yeah,
what are you going
to
do?
If he pays them to shut up, then that's about the only thing you can do.
Well, and he apparently bragged quite a bit about all the benefits that having a bunch of money brought to him, and that's where this story comes from the Miami Herald. Headline, and the Herald has been doing some of the best investigative journalism about Epstein.
They were the ones who first got him in trouble, correct?
That may be the case.
Way back in 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, they've got some really detailed stories about him where they really did a lot of good journalism. But headline, why was Jeffrey Epstein allowed to purchase small women's panties from the Palm Beach jail? And I saw this over the weekend. I thought we've got to talk about this because this is now what's happening is like all the craziest stuff is coming out about this guy because a lot of documents have been released that haven't been released before. In fact, he ended up killing himself on the very same day that the documents, as I understand it, the documents were actually released from the court. That like 2,000 pages of documents that were, I think they were sealed in a civil case that was brought against him. Those are now out.
Yeah, that sounds right. Those are now out.
It certainly suggests that we're going to learn just how sick and depraved this individual actually was.
Well, I mean, if the fact that, and how powerful and influential he was, right? Because I've been in jail before for civil disobedience, and I'm pretty sure that I couldn't, like, talk to anybody and get them to give me anything off the women's commissary. Like, it wouldn't have even crossed my mind, of course, to ask for it. But, like, that just doesn't happen. You don't get the order book if you're a male, you know, inmate. You don't get the panties section in your order sheet, right? Decade ago, this was when he was doing his jail stint down
in Florida.
So
this was almost 3 decades ago.
No, it's a decade ago.
I thought he was in like 1991 or something.
This was like 2006, 2007.
This was in the aughts. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein made an odd purchase at the facility store. Two pairs of small women's panties, size 5. Now, I don't know anything about women's sizing, Aria, but I suspect you do.
I wear a size 5.
Okay. Right, you're not a very big person. I mean, you're tallish, but you're not...
I'm skinny.
You're not overweight.
Right.
Yeah. So size 5, according to this here, it was just one of thousands of dollars of purchases made by the disgraced financier while in jail after pleading guilty in 2008 to soliciting a minor for sex, according to his purchase log. His top purchase was a single serve cups of coffee, of which he bought more than 800 in 13 months. But the panties raise questions about why a childless male inmate accused of sexually abusing girls as young as 14 would be allowed to buy female undergarments so small that they wouldn't fit an average-sized adult woman. The panties were certainly too small for Epstein, who also purchased his briefs in men's medium and sweatshirts ranging from XL to 3XL and size 12 shoes.
That is the best I've ever heard in my life. The best. Can you just imagine the journalist as they sat down to write that statement?
So what?
The size 5 panties would not have fit the 66-year-old pedophile billionaire.
Right. So what or who were they for?
Maybe he liked them tight.
And
so not like that.
And why wouldn't the purchase raise eyebrows under the circumstances? Further, how could it have even been made in the first place? But it's one of the many questions that arise from thousands of pages of records obtained by the Miami Herald from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. So this isn't even the court documents that came out. This is just they did a Freedom of Information request asking the Palm Beach bureaucrats for all the info they had about this man's stay in jail.
Now, yeah, jail records.
I would imagine it's not terribly unlikely that if you were just in any jail and you asked the guards to sell you a pair of panties out at the women's commissary, I imagine most of them would do it. It wouldn't do much for your reputation among the other inmates.
Well, I don't know how they, you know, it sounds to me like they actually had inventory, because it says here the stockade held male and female inmates separately, explaining why the panties were stocked. Because a lot of times with commissary, at least here in New Hampshire, you place an order, and they get it from a company. So it's not like they've got an inventory of panties just sitting in some room somewhere, necessarily. They're placing an order. It takes a week, in a lot of cases, to get stuff from commissary. So there's some corporation that the jail gets a contract with, and then they place orders with the corporation. So in order to get a pair of panties, somebody would have to place that order, and there would be an accountability for it. There's a record of that.
So I just don't think it's unlikely that a man in any jail could order a pair of panties.
Oh, I think it's quite unusual. I think that would be difficult.
I don't know.
If you're in jail, give it a try and let us know.
We got some guys in prison in Michigan. Let us know how it goes.
Don't let the other inmates know about this.
Oh, that's the other thing. The word will spread fast, too, right?
Which is why I would imagine that most people don't do it.
That's probably one reason.
Are you a man who wears panties? 855-450-3733.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you're quick, you can still get in on the air with us. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Michael.
And Ian, who is amping the show tonight?
I want to say thanks to Nick, that's N-I-K, Nick, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that Nick is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that you can help us get this program on more radio stations around the country and bring new listeners on board online as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, which we love talking about here because we're on live all 7 nights a week. So thank you to Nick, and thank you to everybody else who currently amps the show and everybody who has amped the show in the past. But if you would love to come back or join for the first time, we'd love to have you. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can do a credit card. And you can also do Bitcoin BTC, and you get some cool perks and benefits. There's AMP-only or contributors-only areas of our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's a few other perks as well. You can learn more about those and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, we've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein and some unusual purchases that he evidently made while in jail.
Size 5 women's panties.
Yes, and for some perspective on that, I wear a size 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually 3 to 7 that I wear, 3, 5, and 7, but 5 is the most comfortable. So it's a pretty small size, definitely too small for the average adult male.
Too small for Jeffrey Epstein, I suspect, as well, given that they say that his other orders were like XL to 3XL sweatshirts and briefs in men's medium.
Yeah, so he was definitely not wearing these panties. Now, what's weird about this? Now, Epstein's stay the first time at the West Palm Beach jail, I guess, he was allowed to leave the prison store where he bought these panties in a chauffeur-driven car that took him to his downtown office building for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. This dude was rich enough to get a break from jail 6 days a week.
Well, now, you don't have to be rich to get work release out of jail. So
that's pretty extreme work release, though.
It's... Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say for sure whether that's unusual as far as work release is concerned. Generally, work release will let you out if you're, you know, a reasonable person, not expected to be a flight risk, essentially, as I understand it. Like, okay, well, you know, you want to be productive. You've been a good boy in the jail for X amount of time, and we believe you're going to come back to check in at night, because basically what you do is you get released to go to your job during the daytime, and then at night you're expected to report back
right.
by a certain time. And if you're not back by that time, they may charge you criminally or, you know, put an all-points bulletin out for your capture, and then you won't get to go out again. But in the case of Epstein, they actually get into a little bit deeper here. It got a little better than what you said. According to the story here, the research they did at the Miami Herald, because, again, they pulled a bunch of records from Palm Beach County, says what's clear from Palm Beach Sheriff's records is that Epstein's wealth provided him extraordinary privileges during his 13-month stay in the Palm Beach stockade from June 30th, 2008 to July 22nd, 2009, including an unlocked cell door, almost unlimited access to a television, a perhaps uniquely generous work release program that meant he spent almost as much time outside the jail as in it. The longer he stayed, the cushier things got. 6 day a week work release was extended to 7. Hours outside of the cell were extended from 12 to 16. He was permitted to pass some of the time at home. Records that once referred to him as an inmate now called him a client.
Client? What the hell?
So he had plenty of opportunities to drop by Walmart and buy his own panties.
His own panties, sure. And store them at his office where he was spending 12 to 16 hours a day. But what you pointed out during the break, Michael, was that apparently he did spend some amount of time without work release.
Yeah, my understanding is this work release started about 3 months after he originally went in.
Which is pretty standard for a work release program, not for sex offenders who mm-hmm. aren't eligible for work release. But in most cases, if you get sentenced to 13 months in jail and you're good for 3 months and you can prove, hey, I have this job I need to get back to, that's about when you would get your work release.
So, but the thing we don't know is when, because we don't have the records and they don't say here, at least so far, is when were these panties ordered? Were the panties ordered during his work release time, or was it during the 3 months? Because if it was during the work release time, that really suggests this guy just can't stop thinking about, you know, sex or whatever. And
I mean, who can?
So he's got to have his panties at the office and in the jail cell.
What I don't understand, though, is what role the panties were playing in his
escapades.
I don't
think we can get into that. Whatever it was.
Maybe they just made him feel better.
Whatever it was, I don't think we can talk about that on the radio, because I suspect that he wasn't wearing them. But according to the story here, again, they called him a client. After a little while in the records, deputies required to wear business suits provided security for Epstein while he was on work release. They guarded the door to his office or home, sometimes from the outside, rather than keeping an eye directly on Epstein, which I don't think you typically get guards on work release.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. This is so far beyond a work release program that he must have been paying those guys.
It had to have been.
To do this as a second job.
Well, it says that he was paying for that security, but I would tend to imagine that, you know, I prefer to err on the side of humans are generally good, so I like to think that the deputies were probably watching him to make sure he didn't continue having sex with underage girls.
How would they know?
Well, they would know who went into the office and who didn't.
How do you know the girls weren't in there before they went, you know, before they brought him there?
I don't.
He certainly could afford to send a driver around at, you know, 5 a.m. or whatever time he needed to deliver them. Some deputies expressed relief in their daily reports that he seemed pleased with services rendered. The records from Palm Beach suggest the local sheriff's office never intended to treat the convicted sex offender as a typical inmate, explicitly because of his extraordinary wealth. In an email on the day Epstein reported to jail, Captain Mark Chamberlain wrote that the new inmate was a person of, quote, unusual means, unquote.
So they're incorrect. The jail is incorrect. He was not their client. They were his client.
And expressed concerns that other prisoners might try to extort or manipulate him. Chamberlain wrote, quote, his financial status lends itself to his being victimized while in custody, and as such, he has been placed in special management.
Which is true. You don't want to send somebody who has $500 billion, or $500 million, sorry, into a jail cell with, you know, ordinary common-day criminals.
He is poorly versed in jail routine and society, and his adjustment to incarceration will most likely be atypical. For the time being, I'm authorizing that his cell door be left unlocked, and that he be given liberal access to the attorney room, where a television will be installed.
I wonder how much that cost for Epstein. Probably just a few grand.
But it's interesting listening to this bureaucrat kind of dance around with bureaucraties on why they're giving this guy special treatment. I mean, they're never concerned with anybody else adjusting to jail. But here he says he's poorly versed in jail routine. Well, guess what? So's everybody who goes to jail for the very first time ever.
Yeah, I was poorly versed in jail routine, and I went to jail, and I lived, but,
right.
You know.
They don't give you, like, it's not like you go and you get your first job where you sit down and watch the 20-minute video to let you know that, you know, you're going to have to get in line for, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and these are the times that they're served. You just kind of pick it up as you go along, and the idea that this guy deserves some sort of special treatment, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Have you seen A Clockwork Orange?
Long time ago.
It's depiction of what it's like to enter a prison, and I've never been to prison, but I've been to jail, is extremely accurate. That's what the ordinary person gets. It's stripped down, get naked, let us search you, don't talk back. This is what you do. You obey commands, or we beat you. But with Epstein...
Pretty much.
It's, oh no, we're going to leave his cell unlocked and give him his own...
Special TV
television.
Room.
And let him order panties. For unknown reasons.
According to Epstein's associates, he claimed he required, quote, 3 orgasms a day just to function.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, there's a record, apparently, of who visited Epstein while on work release, a daily log maintained by deputies and tucked away in a safe, but that has been destroyed.
Imagine that.
Things that make you go,
wonder why.
Well, as you pointed out earlier, he also one of his attorneys was a young woman.
This is this time. The attorney story is that a very young female attorney was visiting him in the New York Correctional Center that he was staying at, and he was paying his attorneys to visit him for up to 12 hours a day so he didn't have to sit in his cell the whole time. But remember, when you have an attorney visit, that's a privileged visit, and they can't monitor you, so he may have been having sex with that woman.
Be sure to check the archives at freetalklive.com to stay up to date on all the show happening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.